We are doing Dov's Minute, and it is Friday, so we'll focus on Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos we have four prayers. We have Maariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha. Four prayers, and each one is very different from the other, the wording of each one. So when we say Atah Kiddushta, when that corresponds, you'll notice the focus of Atah Kiddushta, right? That's focusing on the Shabbos of creation, the first Shabbos. Look at the context, you'll see. Then we move on to Yismach Moshe Manat Chelko, Shachris of Shabbos. That corresponds, that prayer is a focus on the Shabbos of Matan Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, Machlokes, which day of the month it was, but it was for sure Shabbos. So the Shabbos morning, the Shacharit, is we discuss the Shabbos of the Torah being given. And then we go on to speak a little bit about the honor of Moshe, because the Torah that taught us about Shabbos that was given through Moshe, it was given through Moshe. So we speak about Moshe a little bit. Then we go on to the Musaf, and we really we'll just mention one more point, and then we'll continue this next week. That we say Tikanta Shabbat Ratzita Korbanotea Tzivita Perusha in the Musaf, so that goes in the order of the Aleph Beis, right? In the reverse Aleph Beis. And that needs explanation. So Tikanta Shabbat, the Musaf, that refers to the future that God will bring us out of Galut. The future is referred to as the whistle. That's why Chabad likes to whistle. Hashem says, I will whistle to bring them back from Galut. And when we say the Aleph Beis backwards, that's always a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's a reference to the ultimate Geula. And the Aleph Beis begins in backwards, Taf Shin Reish Kuf, which is Tishrak, to whistle. So the Shabbos Musaf, Tikanta Shabbat Ratzita Korbanotea, Taf Shin Reish Kuf, goes in the backwards Aleph Beis. It's a reference to the ultimate redemption, where we will have, again, the Korbanot. Once we did this, so the Mincha of Shabbos we'll do Bezrat Hashem next week.